October 26, 2013. 150 years of rail. Kiwi Rail is celebrating 150 years of railways. A travelling exhibition started in Auckland and is travelling down the two islands to Invercargill. It was in Christchurch today. The exhibition consists of two diesel engines, a passenger carriage, a cafe carriage, and displays showing the history and the importance of rail today. It is interesting that rail started so soon after European migrants arrived in New Zealand. Planned immigration from Britain to Christchurch started in 1850. The first railway was in 1863, just 13 years later. This was a short railway from Christchurch to Ferrymead, which is now a suburb in Christchurch. Soon after that, a tunnel was built to link the railway to the port in Lyttelton. It didn't take long before railways were built around the coast in the South Island. However, the line between Wellington and Auckland took another 23 years to build, partly because some of the land was Maori land. The government had to get permission from Maori iwi. New Zealand's geography also made it difficult to build a railway line. There are forests, mountains, and rivers in the centre of the North Island. This line has more than 90 bridges and tunnels. Today, there are only 3 passenger lines between cities, although 400,000 commuters use trains every day to go to work in Auckland and Wellington. Trains are mostly used to carry freight, logs, coal, shipping containers, and milk in special tankers.